Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening to the show, sharing the show with the friends. Have you seen our new HTBT mug? You can have one of these when you sign up at crosspolitic.com. You become a member. You help support the network as we are rolling out new shows, bringing new content to you all the time. You get great discounts, benefits, and when you put HTBT in the memo, you get one of these awesome mugs. I love this mug because it like fits all four of my fingers. I'm a pretty big dude, 6'2", over 200 pounds often, more often than not. And I just love having a big mug where I can just hold it with like my fist. I don't have to do like this little pinky thing. Sometimes with mugs, you gotta hold the pinky out. I don't like that. This is a nice 15-ounce mug. Love it. HTBT. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, get one of these when you put in HTBT in the memo field. Today, we're going to talk about an article I read, and the title of it was something to the effect of the surprising problem that small businesses have to face, which it really isn't a surprising problem, but it is a problem that is a typical problem when the labor market is really good and there are wages that are increasing. Employees are looking for the best paying jobs. They're looking for the best fit for them. And they have a lot more options because the economy is doing better. There's more jobs available. And it becomes a buyer's market, quote unquote, an employee's market. So we're going to be talking about that. Before we get into that, you can go over, I already said you can go over to crosspolitic.com. You can go over to 24/7 QBO, our sponsor, and they will give you white glove customer service that is unparalleled to any other company in their industry. They help you with your QuickBooks needs. Now, QuickBooks is amazing. It's awesome. I love it. It's great. It can do so many things. But we don't have time to study QuickBooks and figure out all the things it can do. 24/7 QBO is customer support for your QuickBooks needs. They'll come alongside of you, answer your questions, help you fix any issues that you may have, or help you just optimize it and use all the features that you're paying for in your QuickBooks. Don't let your monthly subscription to QuickBooks go to waste. Go to 24/7 QBO and they will help you optimize it and you will get the most for your money. Don't throw away money, don't leave money on the table. Go to 24/7 QBO and get their customer white glove experience to help you optimize your QuickBooks and set you up for success in your business. If you have any questions, comments, you can reach out to me at How to Build a Tent on all the social sites. We live stream 12 p.m. Pacific on weekdays, so you can check us out. You can also check us out on YouTube. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that about the contest that we're having, the business plan contest, when you submit your, you can submit your business plan to me by March 31st. And if you win, if I pick your business plan as the best of business plan, then you will get an interview on the show and you'll get a swag bag full of awesome stuff like the HTBT mug, the hat, we got the onesie, we got a shirt, we got a whole bunch of stuff that we're putting into that for you. So that's gonna be a great opportunity for you to do the research, to take that first step in starting your business or to learn more about your corporate business. And you have a great opportunity to have a great interview and be able to advertise in front of thousands of people. And you can also take that first step and get going on that business as well. All right, so today's show, we're going to talk about a surprising challenge for small business owners that they're facing today. And all it is this, or not all this, it, all it is, but what it is the labor market is becoming more competitive for the hiring, the businesses that are hiring. Because people are having more options. There's more positions that are opening. There are now more positions open than people that are unemployed, which means that wages are going to start going up a lot more. And it means that employees are going to have their choice of where they want to go. If they're not happy where they're at, they're going to have a chance to switch companies because there's a lot more opportunity. Opposed to when the economy is going poorly, there's less jobs, which means that employers don't have to worry as much about turnover. And turnover is a big four-letter word in business because of how much it costs. Now, you as a small business owner with a couple of employees or a bigger business, maybe you have 300 or 400 employees or you're a large business and you have thousands and thousands of employees, it costs a significant amount of money to have to replace your employees, no matter what size of business you are. And you feel it more as a small business because you have less resources to do. It takes a higher percentage of your cash flow to replace employees. So I want to just talk about that today. I want to talk about how costly it is, and I want to talk about some strategies on how you can keep your employees with you, with your company, your good employees, so that you don't have to worry about these costs. All right, so for some stats, first of all, 24% of small businesses lost an employee in 2018. 24%, one in four. Now keep that in mind when we get to the cost of it. 11% lost 10% of their workforce. 10%, that's a pretty big number. 58% had trouble filling open roles with qualified positions, and 25% of open roles took longer than last year to fill the open roles. So 25% of open positions that small businesses were looking to hire, it took longer to fill them than it did in 2017. Now remember that. So at 24%, at least lost one employee last year, and 11% lost 10% of their workforce. Now, keep those percentages in mind as I read the cost of replacing each one of these tiers of workers. So if you are an entry-level non-skilled or a non-skilled worker, so just the basic high school, think about first job kind of thing, it costs 30 to 50% of your employee's annual salary to replace them. 30 to 50%. If you're replacing a service or production level, it costs 40 to 70% of their annual salary. If it's clerical or administrative, it's 50 to 80%. A skilled hourly worker, 75 to 100%. Professional, 75 to 125%. Technical, 100 to 150%. Supervisor, 100 to 150%. So if you are replacing a technical or a supervisory role, which oftentimes in small business, that's what it is. You're hiring technical people, you're hiring supervisors, you're hiring professionals. It ranges from 75 to 150% of their annual salary. So you are paying almost an extra person for a whole year to replace that role. That is costly. That is really costly for you. That is money that could be going into investing in capital, investing in marketing. So many things that you could use that precious amount of money for, but you're going to have to use it to replace employees. And just getting an idea of thinking about that, of taking how much you pay in salary cost every year, and just thinking about how much it would cost to replace them, and just like doing the math on that, you should start getting a little nervous and making sure that you have a positive culture, a place where people want to stay that are going to be loyal to the company, because this could bankrupt your company. And which is why I want to talk about it, because this is a real challenge for small business people and keeping employees. You want to have employees that are loyal to you. And one of the best ways is to be a really good manager, because that's one of the main reasons why people leave a job, is because they have bad managers. All right, so what goes into these costs? You're like, wow, that seems a little high. Well, you got to think about all the costs that go into replacing an employee. And the first is separation cost. Well, what is a separation cost? Well, separation cost is like severance pay. It could be unemployment, insurance claims, and any other continued benefits, depending on the package that you offer to the employee, depending on what level they are at. And that's why some of those higher level professionals cost more to replace. There's a big dent in the separation cost. There's a big impact from that. The second thing that makes up this cost is the recruitment cost. Going through and updating your job descriptions, thinking about who you want and how you want to replace this role, that takes time away from your job. Also, the cost of training. You have to train somebody, or someone else, another employee has to train them, which takes away from their job and their productivity. So it's not just that you lose one role, it's that it impacts other roles as well, because there's got to be training and there's got to be support to get that employee up to speed, getting them to be a productive employee that's providing you value. And then recruiters and HR, if you're a kind of higher up or you have a bigger company, I mean, recruitment can be even for a smaller company, which isn't a bad it isn't a bad way to go to find a quality employee. There's a lot of options to find employees, but that is a good one, but it does cost a lot of money. Recruiters are really expensive for the employee. For the employer. If you're an employee, reaching out to some recruiters is a good thing to do. We've talked about it in past episodes. If you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a higher level job, building some relationships with recruiters would not be a bad way to go. They can get a foot in the door instead of just emailing to a website and hoping that they pick your resume out of the hundreds and hundreds of resumes. Having somebody vouch for you and finding a fit for an open role might be a good way to go, especially now that there's a lot more positions opened up for you. You're going to have more opportunities. So you might want to check that out as well if you're looking for a new job. All right, so you got separations cost, you got recruitment cost, and then the productivity cost, the hours lost during the vacancy, especially with that statistic that it's taking 25% longer to fill a role than it did in 2017. That's more time where that position is not being filled, where other employees have to pitch in, where you have to get in there and do the work. And that's taking away from the employees, from their roles, from you, from your role. So that gets really costly. It builds up. Again, an open role doesn't just impact that role, but it impacts all the roles around it too that have to make up and work and compensate for the people being gone. And then the new employee inefficiencies, like an employee that comes in right away is not going to be, 100%. They're not going to be creating as much value as the previous employee. Hopefully you're hiring good quality people that are giving you, 110%. And then again, in training the employees. So separation costs, recruitment costs, productivity cost. Those are the things you need to think about when evaluating how much you want to put into culture, how much money you want to give raises, how much bonuses do you want to get? What are the ways that you are trying to get people to stay loyal to your company? Because again, those employee costs of replacing employees is really expensive. It's going to be really costly for you. So what are some things that you could do to be proactive? And one of the things that is really great to do is focus on their growth. Just there's something in us that it's just healthy where we want to continually be growing. We want to be improving. And when you can invest in your employees in a way where you can help them grow in their skills and their knowledge, and they always feel like they're being challenged, that's going to be great on two fronts. One is you're going to have a better employee that is going to be able to provide more value to you. There's going to be an ROI to that investment. And also, they are going to know that you value them. And that means that they are going to be engaged, they're going to be passionate, they're going to care about their job. Because if you care for your employees, if they feel that you care for them, and if you are putting in effort to better them, they're going to reciprocate that. Now, there is a threat that they're going to acquire these skills and go somewhere else. But if you have a great culture, if you are investing in them, if you are compensating them well, they're not going to want to leave. They will stay with you. They will stay with a good manager. They will stay with a good company, a good culture. Because that fear of the unknown, what if it's worse, is a big fear. They don't want to risk losing a great job. A great job is not just a great pay, but it's a place where they love to come, where they enjoy being there, they enjoy their manager, they enjoy their coworkers. And when you're investing in them, just how much more? That is a great way to retain talent. And when you start thinking about it's going to cost money to pay for them to take this class, it's going to cost money for them to get the certification, it's probably a lot less than a year's salary on top of all those other costs that we were talking about. And then the second point is, and this is great for small businesses, is be flexible. You have so much more leniency and flexibility with your employees in a smaller business because you don't have the bureaucracy. You don't have so many standards where you have to treat everybody a certain way and there's no wiggle room. But in a small business, there is. You can have flex hours. You can have people working from home. You can have people drinking beer in the office. You can do all these different things that a big business can't, because when you scale to the larger business, you're going to be exposed to so much more liability just because there's so many more people in your company. But when you have a small business, you can know your employees a lot better. You can hire quality people where you know they're going to be responsible, and you can give them privileges that they're not going to take advantage of. And if you see them taking advantage of those liberties, of those flexibility that you're providing them, you'll see it a lot faster than a big business will oftentimes. So use that to your advantage. Because one of the things that big businesses can do is pay their employees a lot, and usually more than you can as a small business. So one great way of countering that and keeping your good employees from getting a higher paying job is keeping it flexible and giving them a convenience and just the autonomy to be an employee that and work on their schedule and do it the way they want to do it. And that's going to go a long way as well. And the third one is probably the biggest one, and it kind of goes into all the last two that we're talking about, is just maintain a positive company culture. And I say just, and I don't mean just, because it is really hard to do. It's really easy to ruin. And it's not just up to you, but it's also up to the people that you hire. And this is one of the things that you should keep in mind when you're hiring people, is are they going to contribute to your company culture, or are they going to take away from it? Now, to build up a good company culture, you need to be positive. You can't be negative to your employees all the time. You have to be looking for ways to build up the team together, have activities. Look for all the different ways that your employees want to be engaged, and give them reasons to hang out together, to build camaraderie, do things outside of work together. Even if not everyone goes, just have them available. Do monthly things if you can, if not quarterly, where you maybe go out to a baseball game, or you go out to a bar and go have a drink after work together. Those are all like things that help build a good culture together. And when you're investing in them, when you're giving them flexible hours to work, when you're doing those small little things or letting them work from home when they need to, maybe you have unlimited PTO, and then you have those team activities where people are having experiences together. Those are great ways to build a strong company culture. And that is going to keep people from just jumping ship at the first available opportunity. Because people want to love where they work more than they want to make a lot of money. Obviously, they want both, and if you could provide both, that's even better. But you are not out of options as a small business. There's a lot of advantages that you have compared to a big business and being competitive when trying to attract top talent and retaining them. So when you are making strategic decisions, when you are thinking about how you're going to start running your company for this next year or the changes you're going to make, consider reducing the turnover in your employees. You're going to save a lot of money. You're going to start building a stronger culture, a more positive culture, and it's going to pay off because you're going to be able to use that money you're saving in other areas to invest in the company, to do team building events and all of those things as well. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a new way to be competitive, to be more efficient in your company and be more competitive. Invest in your employees, treat them like capital, not like a business expense, even though it looks like that on the balance sheet. All right, we will talk to you next time. God bless.